I've been selecting some books to support the State Library's visit on Monday. They're coming up with some interesting items from their collection that you don't see very often. And they just asked us to have a few things from our collection just to support what they're going to be talking about. So I've got out a couple of books. They're not by any means rare, but they're the history of comics in Australia. Ginger Meggs, of course, is pretty famous. But then there's another book which lists off all sorts of superheroes and the history of comics and how they use comics in advertising and so on. And I've also got out three volumes of The Ballarat Punch, which was produced in the 1860s here in Ballarat, which is a sort of a forerunner of comics.
In the recent In Your Face exhibition that we had here in Ballarat, there was quite a bit of the English Punch, a weekly magazine, which included humorous and satirical illustrations. Is that what Ballarat Punch was?
Yes, it was very satirical. In fact, I'd say it was bitingly satirical, poked a lot of fun at Ballarat and Ballaratians. So in these volumes, they focus particularly on Ballarat, so there's lots of reference to the swamp and lots of references to the Ballarat East Council and the Ballarat Council, because, of course, they were always fighting. And in the one I'm going to have on display on Monday night, there's a funny little cartoon about Mr. Chumpkins. He's some kind of Johnny-come-lately, comes up from Melbourne and indulges in mining speculation and very shortly gets ruined. So Ballarat people no doubt found that very funny.
Now, you mentioned Ginger Meggs before, which is a popular 1920s comic strip created by Jimmy Banks in the early 1920s. For those that haven't seen Ginger Meggs, what does it look like?
Well, Ginger Meggs was apparently once upon a time the most important boy in Australia. He's a little redhead boy and he gets into all sorts of strife and trouble, and he's got a couple of friends, one's a monkey and one's a little dog, and some other school friends as well. And he's just, I think you could call him a larrikin.
So there'll be some original drawings of Ginger Meggs in the Travelling Treasures.
Yes, the State Library evidently has some original drawings in their collection, and that's one of the features of Monday night. So that'll be really interesting to see how they formed up the comics, how they took shape.
Now, Edith, you've been looking back at some old Australian comics. How do they compare to today's comics?
I'm only looking through this history book of comics and they are very funny. They are a little bit misogynist and a little bit sexist and a little bit racist, I reckon, and some of them have got very silly titles. I've just got my eye on one now, The Legion of Space, and there's a man standing out in the middle of space without a space jacket on or anything. So they were pretty imaginative and they were very colourful. My favourite in this book is Wanda the War Girl. She's obviously a pin-up for the troops, I think. And she also has got red hair. Must be a bit of a feature of comic stars, I think. But there she is, halfway down a cliff, rescuing a silly soldier who's got himself into trouble. So with her legs, I think she would have been pinned onto a lot of walls.
What should people expect to see if they do come along?
There's three comics experts coming up from the State Library, a gentleman by the name of Bernard Callio, and also the lady who heads up the Centre for Youth Literature. The State Library is going to bring up a selection of modern Australian comics, including, you know, the superheroes and so on. And as well, they're also bringing some rare items, and that'll include original drawings. So there'll be comic strips from the 1920s and science fiction right through to, you know, 1940s and 1960s material and modern graphic novels.
So if any of the big comic conventions are something to go by, you might have people dressed up in superhero outfits out the front of the Ballarat Library.
Whoa, well, I hadn't actually thought of that, but now you've put a big idea into my head.